LSL Radio welcomes today Eric Sinje, who is the Chief Executive Officer of the African Media Initiative. Mwangeti Mwangi, who is the Senior Advisor of African Media Initiative, and Nad Sivaraman, who is the Publication Director of La Sentinelle. Eric, Mwangeti, and Nad, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Lindsay.
Good morning, Lindsay.
This is what Mrs. Amina Gharib Fakim, President of the Republic of Mauritius, said during the opening speech of the 7th African Media Leaders Forum, held in South Africa in February last. I quote, "Good journalism is a barometer of society. It can shine the light of scrutiny on Africa's efforts to achieve sustainable development, showcasing development successes, and pinpointing failures so that we can learn from them, adapt, and innovate." What are the main obstacles journalists on the African continent are facing in their quest to help Africa achieve a sustainable development?
Well, thank you, Lindsay, for that question. We're really happy to be here in Mauritius and in your studio particularly, and looking at all the amazing things you guys are doing to move media or integrate technology and help media become more performant. With regard to your question, and I'll have my friend Mwangeti add to it if need be, with regard to that question, what the president actually meant was that media should play a more decisive role in achieving development in Africa. And so there's work to be done. Media is not playing that decisive role. That's really what she meant. And we should all take a step back, look at what the problems are, try to resolve those problems so that media, we can bring media to the center of what really matters to your audience, what really matters to your readers. That is, issues that help them in their lives to become, to live in a better environment. So if you look, to speak directly to your question, if you look at how media across Africa performs, there is still such a level of engagement of the issues that citizens care about. Because if you ask yourself, what are those issues? They care about health, they care about education, they care about infrastructure, they care about power, they care about the food and agriculture and the impact of climate. But how profound are our contributions to citizens understanding these issues, the context in which they are evolving with regard to these issues? That's what this is all about. We're trying, and Madame La Présidente, the President, certainly wanted us to reflect more deeply on these issues and the role that we're playing.
Africa is being seriously considered as an alternative source for attaining economic growth in the wake of the recent decision of the majority of Britons to vote for an exit from the European Union. The most recent document that has made a plea in that direction has been the SBM Insights, which is a publication of the State Bank of Mauritius Group. Two countries have been earmarked as potential place for investment from Mauritius to Africa. What Africa should do in order to attract more investment into Africa?
Well, let me take that. When we talk about investments, we're also, talking in many ways about the private sector becoming the engine of growth in our economies. And until the private sector performs maximally in becoming that engine, you will probably not find the quality of growth, the kind of growth, the size of growth that Africa needs. Most of our economies today are growing at between 5 and the best performing ones and 7%. Our economies should be growing at double digits. They should be growing at 11, 12, 13%. That's what it took to transform China from a third world country to a middle income and increasingly a developed economy. So what will it take for Africa to go from that to where China is today? It will take a lot of things, but most importantly, we want to see more investments. But does the investment climate in Africa allow it to attract those investors? Even look at Africa itself, even within the continent. Mauritius is a middle-income and a high-middle-income country. So there's a lot that countries in the rest of the continent can learn But what, you know, what are the facilities in place for that to happen? You cannot even travel, for example, and go into an African country, many African countries, easily, right? So there's already a problem with regard to the movement of goods and services and people. And if you cannot already have that, it's so basic. You know, you cannot aspire to do the bigger things that an investor would require. A question to ask is, do you have in place that investor-friendly environment in your country, which would involve how you are received at the airport, how you are received at the hotels, how government services facilitate your becoming, your moving investments into that country? You know, what are the legal systems in place to encourage an investor to invest so that, you know, knowing that if I invest here, there are good legal systems. If there's a problem, I can trust the judicial system to resolve the problem. If I make a profit, I can extricate my profit, take it to my place of origin. There are all of these issues that we don't think about, but the investor looks at, and if he's not getting it, he will not invest in that country. So whether it's an investor from Mauritius or an investor from Japan, it comes down to the same thing. And let me say this, even the local investor, in other words, the national the citizen of the country, if the investment climate is not appropriate, they'll not invest like they should. So, you know, it's a problem that every country should be concerned about.
There's one other element that we should never forget, and that simply boils down to the issue of bad governance.
Yeah.
And in our part of the world, governance translates into the very concept of the culture of corruption. It's a big thing whether you're in Kenya, in Nigeria, South Africa, or wherever. If you are, as an investor, are going into a market in Kenya and the first thing that confronts you is a demand for a bribe or a cut of that investment you're bringing in, then of course it tells you one thing: this is not the place I want to be. I need to be somewhere else.
Absolutely.
So that's a big, big issue, and it's a big impediment to potential investors or investments in our markets.
And we think that media should be discussing these issues.
Yes, yeah.
Not in a way that names and shames, but in a way that informs everybody, citizens, government officials, policemen, everybody involved in the chain. Media should be having this discussion in ways that move that process.
Exactly. If I may interject, Eric, thank you guys for coming to L'Express. Mm. This conversation is really interesting. Actually, it boils down to why we do this job as a journalist.
Exactly.
We bring all the stakeholders together. We try to bring a shared dialogue, like create the architecture, the platform for that. Bring people from the government, people from the private sector, from civil society, students, journalists, NGOs, trade unionists, and we have a newspaper. We're carrying different voices, different perspectives. You cannot tell the story of a lion from the hunter's perspective only. This is what exactly what was our point. So yes, I'm all for this move so that we can forge ahead to move from have a growth of 2-digit, you said,
yes.
Eric, which is I think we could get this if we had better governance.
Exactly.
It's a question of governance and the example of John Kitongo, when you talk about corruption
exactly.
in Kenya,
yeah.
it's a story that worth being told by learned by journalists from all across Africa. And this is the type of experiences that we would like to create using new technology, using social network.
Mm-hmm.
We could, Eric, build sustainable partnerships among our newsroom so that we can come up with a picture of Africa, which is not a pessimistic one,
exactly.
which is not an over optimistic one, but
yes.
a realistic one.
Absolutely.
We can do it by using journalists
yes.
all across the continent.
Yes, absolutely, Nat. What you just said is what I think, you know, we're really looking for. It's one of the reasons we're here in Mauritius.
Mm-hmm.
We want to strengthen the partnerships between Mauritius and all that you've learned,
mm-hmm.
the exciting things you're doing in this newsroom. We want to bring that out to the rest of Africa. We want to help other African media houses.
Mm-hmm. And if it means going back to the very basics to teach our journalists the real meaning of the real role of media, particularly in the context of Africa, then so be it. Because right now, like Eric was saying earlier, We are just playing at the surface and not going deep enough to understand the life-saving issues of Africa and how we can bring those to the fore. We're still stuck in this mindset of, I got you. My editor wants a sensational headline. So I go to look for a scandal somewhere, and then I forget the bigger issues that would make my society move forward. So we need to go back to the basics and teach our journalists the real meaning of the role of media.
What is the purpose of your visit in Mauritius?
Well, you know, we touched on it. We're here to seek these new ideas that we can take back to the rest of Africa. We're here to build new partnerships. We're here to share experiences, so that Mauritius can also take from the rest of Africa what we know, what we can bring. So it's very strongly a partnership, a visit to on partnerships. But it is also, in terms of the immediate reason, it is to participate in the third presidential lecture series, which will be on technology and development, you know, and how a country like Mauritius can strengthen its efforts to build a knowledge economy. You know, so we're going to, on the one hand, discuss that to some extent, look at what it is all about, but most importantly, look at how technology can help not only Mauritius, but the rest of Africa to literally leapfrog, move ahead in its development. So there'll be a lot of emphasis on that. The discussions will be led by the Vice President and Chief Economist, of the World Bank, Mr. Kaushal Basu, who will be here. He's already here, and he'll be here tomorrow to lead that discussion. So those are the two reasons. Building partnerships with the Mauritian media, and most immediately participating in this very important panel on technology and development.
Eric Wangeti and Nad, thank you.
Thank you very much,
Lindsay.
Thank you.